Great. Good afternoon. Senator Saviello, Representative Tucker, and members of the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. My name is Caitlin Bernard. I'm here representing the Appalachian Mountain Club and our 5,200 members in Maine. I'm here to raise concerns with the proposed Chapter 200 rules and support the solutions presented in LD 820. We're the nation's oldest outdoor recreation and conservation organization, and we manage 75,000 acres of land in Piscataquis County. We've been following this process through the whole time, through these various iterations, and have consistently maintained the same concerns. We oppose provisions that put Maine's public lands and water bodies at risk, or rules which include weak financial assurance mechanisms. I won't get too deep into all these because I know you've heard from a lot of people already today. I want to make it clear, as you probably know, that we believe mining should be prohibited on all public lands. I want to dive into that a little bit. These public lands and public reserve lands are managed by the state to preserve public interest, but would be open to mining development if these rules are passed. And it's important to remember that they're managed for multiple uses and held in public trust. One example that I like to bring up every time I testify on this is there are three lots that fall within the Moosehead Lake region, which is where we own our property. The state of Maine invested $6 million of public money in the Katahdin Ironworks Conservation Project and manages it for conservation and public access. These lots fall wholly or partially within this conservation property and have been managed for decades for remote recreation, deer wintering habitat, and sustainable timber management. Opening these parcels and others like them across the state directly contradicts and undermines decades of careful management by the state and millions of dollars of investment by Maine citizens on conservation of these lands. The public reserve lots are scattered all over the place, and we think you should ban mining on public lands. We also specifically and strongly oppose provisions that allow mining under lakes, coastal waters, rivers, streams, and wetlands. So we're here in opposition to LD 395 and in support of LD 820. Some of the big things that we support in 820 are the ban on public lands, ban on mines under lakes, rivers, coastal waters, and wetlands, the stronger financial assurance piece in there, strengthening the definition of mining area. We, with others, have asked for that in several different forms before you guys, limiting the groundwater protection and requiring any future changes to Maine's mining rules to receive an affirmative vote. We would also be welcome, like others, to the amendments to ban wet mine waste management and ban open pit mines. Thank you.
Caitlin, good job. Questions for Caitlin? Thank you.
Thank you.